girl, you're just like me.
I like it, Rez, I like it.
Now you're just like me.
It's a DJ Rez pick right here, I'm trying to tell you.
Now you're just like me.
That brother knows how to pick a record. That's how we kicking the show off. Like 21 Savage, Burna Boy, Metro Boomin on the beat. It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
We are here for 2 hours and 2 hours strong, hard body karate. Welcome to our humble abode. Yes. If you're new to our house, you're new to our traditions here, take your dirty shoes off at the door.
Hope your feet not stinking. We're going to talk about you and your face.
Brother Rez, how you feeling, man?
Feeling great, man. I drank a gallon of water today.
Oh, you hydrated.
Man, some sea moss, you know.
Oh, you good money.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, my brother?
I'm great, yo. I ain't get a gallon of water in it, but I made some sketty.
Oh, some of that spaghetti.
Some spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was popping, too, man. And, you know, I got some leftovers. You know, it's better the next day.
Oh, most definitely. Let that thing sit overnight.
And I use ground turkey.
That's what I'm talking about.
In my sauce.
That's why you my guy. That's why you my guy.
Where can they find you at, man?
At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG. That's the X. DJRiz.com. Get with me. What about you?
At DJ SUPA on that X. At Super the DJ on that Instagram. Follow the crew at Violator All Star DJs. Mm-hmm. Listen, man. We hopping on that I-95 South with it today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
North Carolina got something to say today.
Indeed.
Sanford, to be exact. Sanford, be clear.
Sanford, a.k.a. Sand Trap, baby.
Yo, Legacy No Limit is here. Welcome, brother.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
You brought us some gifts from down south. You from South, man. I know, don't y'all bring gifts?
Yeah, man.
It was,
you know,
the Southern hospitality. You know,
dirty
man.
South, man.
What you get me?
It's a dirty
what
South,
you
man.
Me, boy? What you
look at you. Look at you.
It's a dirty South, man.
Telling them no cuss, and look at you. You was starting it off.
Starting it off, Ernie.
He said his presence is a presence, Super. He drove the wrong way.
Listen, North Carolina got something to say today. Plug your social media so they can lock in with you early, dog.
Yeah, plug in with me. Y'all tap in with me. At Legacy No Limit off social media platforms.
There it is. Yo. He got a story to tell.
Yes.
We're going to get all in his what, Reds?
His busy nae, that busy nas.
We got music to play.
Indeed.
And, we're going to have some fun tonight, man. Shout out to our DJ, our Violet the DJ brother, Fusion, as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's hopping in on that second hour, yo.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it just like this, man. Shout out to my boy, Devin Patillo. I got to give him respect and say his name properly. Mm-hmm. Devin Patillo.
Devin Patillo.
Patillo. He an OG in the game, too.
Okay.
But, he's definitely working this record heavy. You know I like my man Benny the Butcher.
Let's go.
It's that Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's Hitman on the beat. I mean, Hitmaker
on Hit the beat, right? Or Hit-Boy.
Hit-Boy. I'm sorry, Hit-Boy.
Don't you disrespect
Benny
Hit-Boy.
The Butcher project is out right now.
Okay.
It's Violet the DJs, Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ray. It's Run the Track.
I ain't even going to count down for you. The butcher coming. I'ma surprise you. I've been on so long, people starting to.
Shout out to Ted Smooth on the beat.
Ted Smooth, do remember.
Shout out to the heavy hitter Ted Smooth on the production.
Yes, indeed.
Violator OG, Busta Rhymes right there.
We call it Slide.
Off that Blockbuster project out everywhere now. Still putting on bus. We see you, brother.
Yes.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ritz.
And of course, hit us on that social media, man. At DJ SUPA on that X.
Mm-hmm.
At Super the DJ on that Instagram. Where you at with it, Reds?
At DJ REDDZ. That's IG. X DJ Riz.com. All that.
Repping North Carolina.
Yes.
Sanford,
a.k.a. the Sand Trap.
To be clear, Sanford, a.k.a. the Sand Trap.
Sand Trap.
We'll be good down there in Sanford, man. Of course, Legacy No Limit is here. We'll be good down there, yo.
Man, ain't nothing good out there.
He's comfortable.
There you go.
He's comfortable.
He ready? He ready? We don't give Sam the fine. We give Sam the fine.
Ain't nothing good down here,
home? Nothing, man. Like... Broken dreams, lost souls down there, man.
Oh,
you know,
Like, sound like my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland.
You got to leave to go figure it out down there. You know, so
it's got to be some redeeming qualities about Sanford, North Carolina, man.
You see what J. Cole did? He left. You know, came up top. You know, so.
So that's Fayetteville? Or
yeah, Fayetteville. It'd be like 10 minutes from each other. You know what I'm saying? 10 minutes.
So I'm trying to think. Who else from North Carolina?
Petey Pablo, little brother.
I watched half of their new documentary, too. It's pretty good so far.
Yeah. Right. Anthony Hamilton.
He from Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantasia from Charlotte, too?
Fantasia, yeah.
Okay.
North Carolina. Couple cats out there, man. Casey and JoJo.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Jodeci, right?
Yep. I mean, yep. All the beautiful music. Y'all not happy?
Man. See what they did? They left. Like I said, they left.
We got to go down there and superstar giving out hugs, man.
So where your musical journey start then? Let's start from the top with you. Where does it start?
My music started, man, being in the hood, man. Like being around everything from gospel, from R&B, from breakdown music, from everything, man. I seen it all, man. I would call it between the young and the old crowd. So I pretty much seen it from all angles, you know. And about 11 years old when I jumped in strong, did my own thing, you know, got to it and figured out what, you know what I'm saying, best for me, you know. So once I found my sound, shoot, everything else just came along, you know. So I just move how it taught me, you know, and grind, man. Like, no sleeps, no days off. So pretty much about, I say I started about 11, you know, and then I got my first deal. I got my first deal when I was like 18. I was 18, but I didn't even take it seriously. You know, it was just more of learning, you know, what they call it back in the day, development deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't doing them no more, you know, so. It's pretty much who you know to get you on now, you know.
What label was that with?
It was Koch.
Hey, okay. Old Koch.
Yeah, old Koch.
Turned into E1, uh-huh. Now Monarch.
And then we had, who was Lil Jon with back in the day?
TVT,
yeah. Okay. I was supposed to deal with them, but they ain't talking about nothing right.
So put a pause on your story right there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play some music.
Okay.
Come back with more Legacy No Limit.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Get all in his what, Reds?
It's business. That business. Aye, let's go.
Plug your social media again, y'all.
Legacy No Limit, man. Y'all going to follow me on all platforms.
And that's everywhere.
Everywhere.
All right. Let's take it out to Detroit, man. T Grizzly, Chris Brown.
Okay. It's
Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds. Run the track.
What's up, though? What you want? I'm about to pull up on you right quick.
La la la.
It's called Rich Brother Problems.
Rich Brother Problems. Rich Igga Problems.
Dave East, where you from? Harlem?
Yup.
Shout out to Uptown Harlem. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ritz.
And of course, if you're just tuning in right now, man, repping North Carolina, Sanford, to be exact, to be
sand
clear.
Trap.
The Sand Trap. We got sand Legacy trap. Legacy No Limit up in here.
Sure.
Now, you was telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You had a few deals.
Yeah.
And then somehow ended up on Mr. Miller's label.
Yep.
No Limit.
Yes, sir.
How'd you end up on No Limit?
Okay. Well, it started out, man, in my hometown, Sanford, North Carolina. I did my own mixtape. I took it to Raleigh, North Carolina, trying to, you know, move something, trying to get my CDs going at that time. You know, we weren't digital at the time, so mm-hmm. You know, so we back on the CD wave right now. So took my CD wave up there, man, trying to push it hard in front of Walmart and everything, grinding hard. So I made a couple of sales, and then came back home. We got a block in my hometown called a No Limit block. So Silk and them boys had blessed some guys in my town. You know, with the stamp. You
and
know,
that's Silk the Shocker.
Yeah.
We got to be clear. There's people that don't even understand what we're talking about.
Right. Silk the Shocker, Master P, brother. So, once they got the stamp, I came like probably about 10 years later, you know. So, at that time, like I said, I was just grinding my mixtape. So, I went to No Limit Block. And then I got introduced to a cat, you know, called Rufus Neal. And gave him my CD. And it was like, he knows Silk. So, I was like, where? So, I went and met him, and he said he gonna get my CD to Silk. So I like, well, I like, appreciate it. So he emailed it to Silk. 24 hours, got a call. You know, and next thing, my whole life changed. And then we on the road, flying everywhere, you know, traveling, doing everything, videos, man, like celebrity basketball games. I mean, everything, man, the whole ride. You'd think I had a platinum album out the way I was moving, you know, so.
So it's safe to say Master P took care of his team.
Yeah, man, always.
That's what's
always
up.
Man.
I'm glad to hear that. Shout out to Master P, entrepreneur out here, man, with
I don't know what happened with the other ones, but I'm straight.
Y'all still good to this day?
Yeah. That's why my name Legacy No Limit.
Right.
That's important.
Added no limit to it, you know. Keep the respect, though. Let everybody know where I come from, you know. So.
Because relationships is everything in this business.
I promise you, boy.
I'm glad y'all still on good terms, man. So, this is what we're going to do. The other side, I got some records to play from you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you a little bit more. Plug your social media, though, because we want to run your numbers up.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on all social media platforms, Legacy No Limit.
Let's get into this Nicki Minaj, Rez. Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, your man, Tate Cobain.
Oh, that's my guy.
R&B. Shout out to the Baltimore brother. We see you, Tate.
Let's go.
Putting in that work, man. Off that Nicki Minaj album out right now. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Rez. Run that. Baltimore City in the building.
Shout out to Ice Spice, man.
You think you the ish? You not even a fart.
You not even a fart.
Shout out to my daughters. They love this record.
Macy and Roro, what up?
Shout out to my little babies.
Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Fritz.
Of course, rapping North Carolina, Sanford to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. the Sand Trap.
Sand Trap, baby.
Legacy No Limit in here, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to sound like him, baby.
What's your favorite No Limit record?
Man, Silk the Shocker, man.
Okay.
Yeah, the first track on the album.
Mm-hmm.
No Limit had it on Smash.
Yo, I used to love No Limit albums because the first track would always be like a soldier song. We're all on, they just getting man. All
turning up all the way. In the battlefield.
Shout out to Beats by the Pound.
Mm.
Yeah, ooh, what you know about Beats by the Pound?
Yeah, that's putting on.
KLC, shout out.
That's putting on. So what's your current situation now, man? Let's talk about that.
Okay. Right now, we just signed a deal with Equity Rock Nation. We got signed by Real Carter, Jay-Z nephew. Mm-hmm. He brought me to the table, you know. Got me in the building, man. So we here now, you know. They expecting, you know, big things from me, man. Coming off from, you know, my last story, my last situation. You know, I got blessed to be here, so it won't like, he fell off or he, like, nah, man, like, if anybody know the game, P, you know, and J, like, you know, P put J on his first record, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really pay attention to the game, you know, so it's like, I'm here, man, you know, like Silk say, it all makes sense later, you know what I'm saying? So, we here, I got blessed, man, so shout out to Unc and all everybody, man.
Yes.
Nice. Just tuning in, Legacy No Limit is here.
And he write all his music, produce all his music.
Everything.
What is it about that?
One stop shop.
What is it? Because J. Cole, he was like that too.
Yeah. Shout out to J, man.
With something in the water down there, make y'all say, man, we.
I guess.
We the one.
We the generation that changed it, you know, at that time, man. You know, everything went from what? From clicking to digital now, you know what I'm saying? So, well, from hardware to digital, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't sliding a chair around the room no more. Everything's right in front of you, just clicking and learning. And then whatever you don't learn, you can Google it, YouTube it. Everything's in front of your face, man. Everything in the palm of your hands now, man.
You are not lying.
Ain't no excuses, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got your record queued up. It's called Work.
Let's get it.
Produced by you.
Produced by me.
Written by you.
Mm-hmm. Written by you. Recorded by you.
Mm-hmm. Mixed down by you.
Mixed down.
You getting all the money.
All
man,
the money,
you ain't
man.
Sharing nothing over there with these records, boy.
Yeah,
I love
should.
It.
Gotta share that 15%, though.
Indeed.
I feel you. Plug your social media, man, before we get to this record.
Legacy No Limit, all platforms. Let's go.
And that's everywhere, too, man. All right? And, of course, you got a project coming as well?
Yeah, got a project coming as well called The Coming. You know, well, right
coming
now,
coming is coming.
Well, hold on, let me put it like this: is it gonna be the coming or perfect timing? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But let me, you know, name my album. You know what I mean?
So we're
trying
help to help you out because you know, yeah, we A&Rs over here.
I need help from people.
We're gonna help you out offline.
Okay. Well, look, if y'all want to hear the raw, unfiltered, uncut portion of this interview, subscribe to the podcast. Violator Radio Uncut with a K.
With a K.
Everywhere uncut. You get your podcast, we're going to get real down and dirty on that.
We're going to be cussing.
Don't forget, in the next hour, of course, DJ Fusion's about to hold it down, man. This is no, Legacy No Limit. It's called Work. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reds, run the track.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 I cheat telling lies. Yeah, shit telling lies. And it don't keep a G, and it don't keep a G. I'd rather do it by myself, and stay sucker free. Stay sucker free. Got rid of all the rats, and got to the cheese, got to the cheese. Since they wanna be me, they wanna be just let them be, I just let them be. I put in work, I put in work. Nobody save me, nobody save me. I'm blessed by the streets, I'm blessed by the streets. The ground raised me, the ground raised me. I'm 10 toes down, I'm 10 toes down. I'm deep in the streets, I'm deep in the streets. If you mention my name, if you mention my name, better move in peace. Had to get it off the muscle, that's another story. Back against the wall, but I never fall. They tried to send me out, but I stood tall. Went back to the trap, the hood called. Had to say, kill them all. Ain't really need it, that was too greedy. Long time coming, but I made something. They ain't wanna give me a chance, so I tried on them. Run my back up, then I flexed on them. Can't waste time dealing with the broke. If it's up, then it's up, we gon' get to it. We don't talk about, boy, what police do. I'm on ghost, I'll talk about what you gon' do. If it's for me, then fuck you. It's the same, how they really lie, boy. They ride just to be beside ya. No cap when I trap on my rap, yeah. Born in the since the beginning. Ain't got time for the pity, yeah. All year long, we winning. Had to step it up, had to boss up for a check. They broke, they lost my respect. No more plug or connect. Had to swap it up, prepare for what's next. Yeah, shit telling lies. Yeah, shit telling lies. And it don't keep a G, and it don't keep a G. I'd rather do it by myself, and stay sucker free. Stay sucker free. Got rid of all the rats, and got to the cheese. Got to the cheese. Since they wanna be me, since they wanna be, I just let them be. I just let them be. I put in work, I put in work. Nobody save me, nobody save me. I'm blessed by the streets, I'm blessed by the streets. The ground raised me, the ground raised me. I'm 10 toes down, I'm 10 toes down. I'm deep in the streets, I'm deep in the streets. If you mention my name, if you mention my name, better move in peace, better move in peace. Had a boss up, they wanna see me up. I'm back on and they out. Straight flexing, money count. No shoes when you walk in my house. Long way from the trap here, mama couch. I do the dead chops, you can prep about. Deep in fake, they kept a lie. On truck, so I took the long route. 10K for a show, bring the city out. Top 100 round, yeah, cleared out. Put the city on my back, so I carry that. Heard a few things, why am I handling that? They envy, they wanna be me. The streets ain't the same without me. Took a little time, but I'ma get there. Ain't stopping, I just had to switch gears. Just want me where to keep it right there. Had to do it cause they ain't wanna play fair. I'm on time, never late right there. I'm Tate, that's the game, on care. I'ma hold it down, blood everywhere. They ain't wanna do it, I'm right there. I'ma hold it down, blood everywhere. They ain't wanna do it, I'm right there. Yeah, shit telling lies. Yeah, shit telling lies. And it don't keep a G, and it don't keep a G. I'd rather do it by myself, and stay sucker free. Stay sucker free. Got rid of all the rats, and got to the cheese. Got to the cheese. Since they wanna be me, they wanna be, I just let them be. I just let them be. I put in work. I put in work. Nobody save me. Nobody save me. I'm blessed by the streets. I'm blessed by the streets. The ground raised me. The ground raised me. I'm 10 toes down. I'm 10 toes down. I'm deep in the streets. I'm deep in the streets. If you mention my name, if you mention my name, better move in peace. Better move in peace.
Ain't no cute shit here.
I love it.
It's Violator Radio, baby. Turn it the fuck up.
Still hot.
To them snares hit.
Shit came out in 92. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, straight back 22 years ago to keep it on track. Yeah. The birth of a child on the 8th of October.
Cause what?
Something. Yeah, I still thought it talked. She was 21. Had another one.
Damn.
This one's a girl. Let's name her parents. Hey, father as the first if you don't give a damn. I don't know the rest of the verse, so fuck it. I'm a bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that song, but we love the song. We reminisce over you.
My God. Yo, we here, y'all. First of all, shout out to everybody that rocks with us on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every week. We love you. We appreciate you. We fucks with you.
There you go, Super. We what?
We fucks with you.
Yeah.
But we also got mad love for all of our podcast listeners out there as well.
Yes, indeed.
This is where we get down and dirty, raw, unfiltered, uncut.
Unmotherfucking cut.
Shout out to all the subscribers out there.
Thank you, motherfucker. we thank you, motherfucking.
Y'all don't be understanding. Like, when we on the radio, we gotta watch our mouths. We gotta keep a certain level of professionalism.
That's right. We can't smoke weed while we do. We kind of could.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
We are.
But
not right now.
Shout out to our guest, Legacy No Limit.
Mm-hmm.
Repping North Carolina.
Okay.
Sanford, to be exact.
Sand Trap.
A.K.A. the Sand Trap.
Why is it called the Sand Trap?
Let's get to it.
Guys, man, it's a trap. No way out.
That shit sounds horrible. I think about quicksand.
It sounds horrible.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to go there.
You're just sinking in the sand.
Like, yeah.
You see crack vibes over here.
You are going to die.
Laid out over here.
We're not coming home.
We're not coming home. We're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, like we about to die. Like, don't
shout out to my homeboy, Monray, man.
Shout out to Mo Ray. Yeah,
Mo Ray from there?
Yeah, Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah. It's Fayetteville, but it's a section in Fayetteville? Oh,
it's a neighboring town. It's just a neighboring town.
Yeah, just Fayetteville, period, man.
Okay.
Quicksand.
Yeah, that was our shit.
Hell yeah. You know you a hood nigga when in your hook you say, what'd he say? Betty Crocker told me how to cook. What'd he say?
Betty Crocker told me how to cook, how to bake a cake.
Mm-hmm. It's in your hook. God damn it. And it was on the radio.
Your wrist game, it got to be smooth. If it ain't smooth, you are lame.
So, listen, man. I wanted to ask you this on the radio shit, but I said I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Super cuss of the day. You wanted to ask him on the what?
On the radio. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I edited myself. You heard that? When are you getting your own rap snacks flavor?
Yeah,
man, everybody asking me that, man. Everybody asking.
You said your relationship with P is still good. Where is the Legacy No Limit butter crunch caramel sour ranch?
What would that flavor be?
It's
gonna be called Sour Diesel Ranch.
Damn, I know that's right.
Sour Diesel Ranch.
Sour Diesel will make your mouth taste evil.
Yeah, man. Oh, so your chips is getting these high.
Yeah,
I like that. Hey, you called, my kind of guy. Yeah, I love being high. I'm high right now. Let's go. That's the best way to be. I be high all the time. I'm going to be high at my daughter's school tomorrow.
Yo, don't do that. Yo.
Shh, y'all ain't hear that.
At least I can say you be chill, though. You don't be wilding.
No, I can't wild out.
When you get to that point, you be chilling.
Yeah, I be chilling.
To the point where I might not even know.
You don't know. You didn't know I was high until I just said so.
You good, man. You're a vet. For those that don't know, Rez is going to have his own flavor of Swisher Sweets.
You motherfucking right.
What do we call it? That red fruit punch?
That leaf. Red punch, red berry.
Let's call it the red berry.
The red berry.
That's what we doing, the red berry. That up north coming out, ain't it? Red berry, cherry.
It'll be available in all bodegas.
That's right.
All bodegas.
All gasoline stations.
All gasolines. Right next to the game Leafs. But don't you buy them fucking game Leafs. You fuck with my shit.
There you go, that red berry.
And don't be smoking that bullshit in my shit either.
Yo, is North Carolina a green state? Like, it's legal down there?
Nah, man, we trying our best, man. We hope
she
to
said
God.
No.
We hope
she
to
said
God.
Hell no. She turned around like, oh, fuck
we
no.
We hope to God, man.
It's legal in my state. Like, it's all types of dispensaries on my street. I'm right across the bridge in Jersey. Right, okay. Jersey's like literally like right here.
But it's not legal here.
Nah.
So then you go down. It's not legal in Baltimore, but it's legal in D.C. That should be wild.
For real, it's not legal in Baltimore?
It's decriminalized in Maryland, but it's not legal.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's coming, though.
It's coming.
It just takes, some states it's just taking their sweet ass time.
In North Carolina, Cherokee is legal up there. The tribes, they got it legal up there, but That's just about it.
Can I revisit something? You said, I asked you, what be good down there? You said nothing.
Yeah, not a damn thing.
That
he
is alarming
gonna,
to me.
You're going to sink in that quicksand, or Ray going to be singing to you.
Are you at least proud of where you came from?
Yeah, I'm proud of where I came from.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, I take that. That means
his style developed from the same trap.
I'm telling you, man, sitting around all day, you'll figure it out, you know. Like, if it's born, get it popping. That's what my daddy always told me, you know. So I got it popping, man. Like, I created my own lane. Like, ain't nothing but lost souls and broken dreams down there, man. And no buildings, none of this, you know what I'm saying. You go back home, you get depressed. Like, I'm still doing here.
I feel like you're explaining kind of like every hood in America, though.
There you go.
That's like, nah, no, no, this. Nah, that's kind of
my
like,
hood, we don't got no big buildings. The biggest building we probably got is the courthouse. The courthouse. Other than that, ain't got no big buildings, man. We got to go to Raleigh, Charlotte, see something like that. And Charlotte, it's cool, but go down the street, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no more buildings.
So what J. Cole and Mo Ray did for Fayetteville, I feel like you could do that for Sanford.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for the whole Carolina, man. You know what I'm saying? We do it for the whole Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Guess who from where he from?
Who that?
Black Sheep.
Oh yeah, Black Sheep. Yeah, Dredd. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they just
that's OG.
Yeah, that's OG, man. You know,
ain't violated. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm. Thought he was a New York nigga.
Yeah, man, a lot of people be thinking that he from New York. I mean, he got family, you know what I'm saying, from New York, but he was born and raised. That sound came from Sanford, you know. Mr. Long, he's beat producer from Sanford.
Mr. Long,
I just learned something that new. That's crazy.
So I find that to be, like, really dope that y'all in the South, but, like, Little Brother, J. Cole, Black Sheep, that's like some hip hop.
Ninth Wonder.
Yeah, man, it's like gumbo out there, man. Yeah, we all in the pot, man. You know what I'm saying? We just keep everything going, stirring it up, you know what I'm saying? Till somebody keep making it hot, and then we all get behind it, you know? So, pretty much how it is. But we still give Petey Pablo his respect. You know, he the one who stamped it. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say Carolina without mentioning Petey Pablo.
No, you can't.
And a lot of people don't mention his name like that, you know, which is sad. I'm going to
tell you a fun fact about Petey Pablo. His aunt used to work with my mother at Social Security Administration out of Woodlawn, Maryland, MMT branch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Petey.
Shout out to Petey Pop.
Shout out to Petey, man.
They had the whole country taking their shirts off.
I'm telling you, man.
I took mine off a few times.
Twisting it in the air like a helicopter.
Tell you, yeah.
I take that motherfucker off right now.
And it was a Timberland beat.
Timberland beat.
Right, so it was.
Timberland was high shit when he made that beat.
I think so. you've been listening to the interview a while.
He talk about how high he was getting. I'd have never thought that from Timberland.
So, give us a...
Yo said I seen him.
Oh, shit.
Shit, you seen Timberland get high.
Oh, shit.
Petey be smoking big blunts with me, man.
Shout your peoples in here, man. Shout everybody you got up in here, too, man. We want to show love.
I got my whole squad in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Money Count Entertainment, NBANT. You know what I'm saying? We got KST Podcast in here. You know what I'm saying? So, we moving, man.
Hello, ladies. Yes.
So, you said you went on the road with No Limit. I thought that was interesting. You were traveling the country. Can you give us a wild, nut-ass story while you was on tour with No Limit Records?
All right. So, look, we in Memphis, Tennessee.
Shit.
Is it about Mystical?
Shit.
Dang.
It's about Mystical.
It's about Mystical.
So, we're at the barbecue festival in Tennessee. Okay. Sold out, you know what I'm saying? Mystical when he was there, you know what I'm saying? So every show with Silk, you know, I bring him out, you know, open up for him, close it out. So I'm on stage doing my thing. Everybody showing me love. I get off the stage, everybody want pictures, autograph. They think I'm Mystical.
You know? Yeah.
They think I'm Mystical. Everybody like, they live streaming me like, yeah, it's like, we got Mystical here. Like, bro, I'm not Mystical, man.
Oh, shit.
I'm not Mystical, man. You know what I'm saying? My name is Legacy No Limit. You know, so everybody was like, oh, okay, still, this is Mystical.
Oh, wow.
I didn't give a fuck. They wanted you to be.
Yeah, they still got me Mystical. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Lord have mercy, man.
Oh, Memphis.
Memphis, boy.
Oh, Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
I am not no mystical. That's my big bro.
They said, nigga, you are Memphis.
Yeah, they said, nigga, you're mystical you today. Mystical. They said, you're mystical today. Yeah. And we got some groupie love for you, mystical.
It's hilarious.
Ooh, ain't mystical locked up?
Yeah, man.
Again, man.
Yeah, free on, man. He be home soon, man. Be on soon, man.
It's like for the same shit, though.
Yeah, allegedly, man.
Allegedly. Yeah,
man. Allegedly, that's his vice.
He been my nigga ever since. Oh, man.
Mr. Who like that pussy, huh?
Allegedly.
I mean, we all do, but I mean, shit.
He been my nigga since he said, I'm the lightning in bad weather.
That nigga said, mm-hmm. You already said what he came with.
Came in with my dick in my hand.
He came in
hand.
He told you, be cool.
Don't be scared.
He told her, don't be scared.
Damn, Jesus Mr. Christ. The James mystical. Brown of rap. He's the James Brown of rap. Watch yourself.
Oh, he's the man. James Brown of rap.
He is. He's the James Brown of rap.
Yo, my grandmother used to love him. Rest in peace.
My mom loved him, too.
I know she would hate to see that Mystical is in jail. Right now, for what he in jail for.
This, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, enough about Mystical.
Yeah, it's about Legacy No Limits.
Yes, sir.
How'd you link up with Rel Carter, man, and get in that situation at Rock Nation?
Okay. Me and Rel Carter. Okay, I got an A&R in New York named Jesse Atkins. You know, he reached out to me. Well, I've been working with Jesse for about 5-6 years. He got me, you know. And all my big seats.
You said
that I'm
Jesse
doing.
Or Jeffrey?
Jesse.
I'm about to say Ja Rule. Is your A&R nigga?
Ja Rule.
His name is Jeffrey Atkins, right?
Rule, baby.
I thought Ja Rule was your A&R right, nigga. I was right, about to say, know, who are you?
Yeah, so
that's Legacy No Limit, motherfucker.
So me and
you see me blinged out. He look beautiful, motherfucker. So, what are you talking about?
You said this man beautiful.
I like jewelry, man. Beautiful. I like blinged out jewelry. That shit, blinged out jewelry is motivating, motherfucker. That shit motivate you. You know it.
Yeah, man. So me and Jesse.
We gonna get some chains, Super. We fucking them up in 2024, you hear me?
Oh, gotta stamp, I hear man. You. Gotta stamp it.
I hear you, brother.
Stamp yourself.
So, right, I'm so sorry, though.
Rel Carter.
Okay.
So we being nutty right now. Don't mind us.
All right, so my dude, Jesse, I've been working with him for a couple of years. So went through a situation, you know, and called me like, I reached out to him probably like last year. You know, trying to get everything back going. And he called me like, look, I just got this position with Rock Nation, you know, and this is what he doing, blah, blah, blah. Say, I reached out to a couple of people, you know, Rel Carter called me, say he likes your music, you know, he want to talk business. So I like, I don't know who Rel Carter was. So I was like, all right, cool. So by the time I got up in New York, shit, brought him in the room, you know, Jay-Z nephew. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn. So let's run it. And then we start talking about everything, what we want to do. So they understand my visions, you know. But what's so crazy about it is 2015, I had to deal with Rock Nation. But I choose to go with No Limit. You know what I'm saying? So it was more of learning the game, learning the business. That's why I went to P for. Learning the game, learning the business. Understand what was for me, what won't for me, you know. So, you know, once I learned the game, it was time to, you know, level up more, you know. So OGs, you know, they sent me over there. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we moving at. So, I mean, I'm here, man. You know, best position I ever been in. You know what I'm saying? Everything's moving the right way. The door's opening. Shout out to Rel Carter. Shout out to the whole Rock Nation. Shout out to Jesse. You know, shout out to my whole team, man.
How you feel about Jay-Z's I Have a Dream speech?
Man, I'll just say this, man. He said what he said. Point blank, period. That's it.
I know that's right.
That's how you answer that
that's
shit.
That's how you answer. I was about to say, he got that media training. Well, he ready. He's ready. He said, I ain't fucking this.
None of this up.
Nah, man.
He could drink all the champagne he wants.
I
don't give a fuck.
I didn't know what was about to come out of his mouth.
Shout out, man.
That brother is media trained. I love it.
He drank that shit out of that motherfucker.
Didn't he? Straight
Deuce.
Oh,
yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Man, drank that shit. Would you have done that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that shit was probably dusty inside.
Shout out to Jay-Z.
Shout out to you.
They cleaned it well, though.
I ain't going to say too much because he'll fuck your life up. Yeah, I don't want no trouble with Jay-Z.
That's big unk.
Do you aspire to that one day to get a Grammy?
Yeah. every day. That's the goal, man. You know, get a plaque, get a Grammy, take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm supposed to go.
So is Grammy, that's the goal? Like, no other awards? Like, do the other awards even matter?
You know, if they come, you know, mm-hmm. they do, but we ain't all guaranteed them awards, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Some people have more streams or more going on than an award. So mm-hmm. it's pretty much, you know, if you can get there, you can get there. But as long as you feel comfortable about the level you're reaching, and, you know, put your price on it, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, and once you go over your price and fall back. And other than that, name your price, put yourself in a position where you could feel comfortable at, even if you don't get there, just know it was all worth it. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't all promising Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody promising Grammy. Right. That comes from a place where you got to go and get it out at. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. half the time, these people ain't even writing their music. It's a lot. It's like 10 people on one song now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's impossible these days, man. Like, everything coming from unannounced writers, new announced writers, and even the people who got behind the scenes, they want more of a bigger bag than the artists that got to do all the hard work going around the world with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Pretty much do your own stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
We don't got to worry about none of that shit with you. You write your own music.
All right, everything.
You produce,
man,
your own music.
Save everybody money.
Talk about how
you
important,
engineer.
How important is it to have a good team around you?
Listen, if you don't have no team, just go home, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Until you can get more than you. You're always going to need more than you. You get to a point where you can't do it all by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to reach out. You got to ask for help.
So let me ask you this, because a lot of people say that. So let's get more detailed. What does a good team consist of?
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody got to play a role. You know, you got to have your managers, your road managers. You got to have your PRs. You got to have people that's working on your social media. You got to have everybody. Everybody got to have a job, man.
Say that again. Everybody has to have a what?
Everybody got to have a job, you know? You just can't be around waiting on one person to figure it out for you, you know? And if you catch yourself doing that, then you're going to end up what you get. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be still, you know? So other than that, man, just grind hard. Like, and even, you know, so crazy about it, man, people be saying, like, why you distribution? Why you take the major deal? Woo-woo-woo. Regardless, well, if you got a distribution deal or a record deal, you're going to have to. Nobody have enough money to put their music around the world. Nobody. Mm. So you're going to always get a distribution deal before you go to the majors. If you got to go to the majors, that's cool. But if not, figure it out, man. It's other ways you can get on. You don't have to go to the majors. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, lose your soul in this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be smart about it, man. You know? And take off. Turn up on them. It don't take much. You got everything to palm your hand you need now. Like when I got there to the labels, they just told me they don't care if a video is non-clear, long they can see it, understand it, they'll take it, you know? So,
really?
Yeah, everything is pretty much, like, they don't want, how can I say, they don't want you to shoot one video. You drop an album, they want every video to that album, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. it's your work, man. I came up with my own formula, you know? And I'm here. Like, I got an ill formula, you know what I'm saying?
If somebody wanted to get some beats from you or a verse from you or just like a feature and they just want to include you in their situation, how mm-hmm. could they get in touch with you to get that done?
Yeah, just Google me, man. My name is Legacy No Limit. Everything can come up. Like what you need to know, who you need to follow, who you need to talk to. You know, everything is right there. Google it. Oh, go to my Instagram. It'll be right there, Legacy No Limit. You'll see who you need to talk to. Or, you know, hit me up. I'll respond back. I ain't one of them bougie artists that wait 2 or 3 days to hit you back, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get a message. It goes right there. They just choose to pick it up or not. You know what I'm saying? So.
You from Sanford, goddammit.
Yeah, man. Sand Trap.
The motherfucking Sand Trap. You never know. It could be. He don't know.
You never know where I'm going to be at.
So what are there perks with being on Roc Nation, like, for example, the Roc Nation brunch?
Yeah.
Like, do you get to go to that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I get to go to that.
Going,
yeah, man.
So when are we going to that shit?
You gotta get it. You gotta get invited, man.
Nigga,
you invited.
Yeah. We rolling with you.
Hey, look. They told me. Hey, look. They told me. It's me.
Cut your mic off.
Me plus two.
Well, there it is. God damn it, there it is. It's right here. It's right here. Me and Red. Shit.
Let's go. Let's run it.
It's like, we
said, hold on, motherfucker. I just met y'all.
We dissing your whole crew. My bad.
Yeah, we want to go up in that brunch and start some shit. They going to kick us out the brunch.
I want to wear my salmon colored suit.
Like Jay-Z, did you get sick after drinking that shit out that black flute, nigga?
It'd be like, security, get this nigga, get him out of here.
Get him out.
We be in there dressed just like we are right now.
We are. Hey, wait a minute. These niggas ain't got on no tuxedos or nothing.
You got to have a tuxedo.
Walking out with a plate in my hand.
With a plate.
And I'm going to put him on blast. I'm like, Legacy.
Yep.
I'll see you.
I'll be like,
they going to escort us out there like they did Killer Mike.
We're going to be over on Sepulveda.
Hey, yep. I'm like, oh, man.
Gonna,
I'm like,
we're going to be in the sand trap.
In the quicksand.
Seven in a building, motherfucker. Quicksand. Like, yo, we don't need to talk like that.
The quicksand.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny, man.
Legacy No Limit is here.
When is that anyway? Is that, did it happen already, or is it coming in like springtime?
No. The brunch?
Yeah.
It's at the end of February, right?
Nah, it's next weekend. It's always the second week in February.
Oh, shit. So we got to find something to wear. You guys know what you're wearing?
Yeah, man. Of course. I can't tell y'all my color. Y'all might go get it.
We're going.
Custom. Everything custom. We don't do dates.
Burlington Coat Factory, right? My nigga.
He said, fuck you.
Nah, we're going to City Trends, man. We're going to City Trends to get that, man.
He said, fuck you.
We're going to City Trends.
C-I-T-I.
Nigga said
Burlington Coat
Factory.
Oh man.
Hey, look, man, ain't nothing wrong with Burlington, man. I got a hard coat from Burlington, man.
There you go.
When I was young,
you gotta sift through the rack of shoes to see what fits you.
I don't go for the shoes.
It's a process.
I don't go for the shoes now.
Polo assassination.
Oh nah, we don't do no
assassin.
If I ever see you on the USA Polo assassination, I'm not your friend. That's the ops. Like a motherfucker. I better not see you.
Assume the position to take that off.
They be like, damn, yo, your man got on the Polo assassination, Reds. Get him.
Shut up.
Nigga ready to go to combat.
Shout out, bro, the Coat Factory. They might want to sponsor this shit one day. Shout out to the BCF.
Fuck you, Burlington
Coat Factory. Damn! You fucking the potential checkup, man.
Well, Burlington Coat Factory, I'm always looking for an endorsement deal. So if you feel like y'all want to reach out, you know.
I mean, where else can you go get a 6X t-shirt and...
Oh, motherfucking... There you go.
Lampshades.
Yep.
Water hose and...
You can't get no Sterling cup, though.
A Sanucci bag.
And a Snickers when you were... And the Snickers when you walking out, motherfucker.
Dang,
they got Snickers. The cheap headphones up by the front.
Yeah,
the,
man.
Them,
they got them shits locked up. Them cheap bullshit.
They ain't even called AirPod. They just called Air. Them joints big, man.
Oh, man.
Just big.
Super, stop shopping at Burlington Coat Factory.
Yo, we're trying to get a check from them, man.
They don't have no check for us.
Well, because you fucked it up.
I did.
But it's all good. Legacy No Limit is here.
Yes.
So let's do it, Rez. Let's get into our favorite segment of the show.
Motherfucking right. We're gonna do an impromptu song.
Tour guide. We so fly. It's tour guide. It's time for the tour guide. What? Tour guide. Oh my god.
Ooh, fuck it up too.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Alright, so listen. This is the segment of the show. We do nut ass shit over here. I'm just
we having fun.
That's our own mix.
This is the part of the show we like to call tour guide.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what I was thinking about earlier, because you said there was nothing good in your town. But we're gonna do this shit anyway.
Right.
This will be tour guide
Sanford.
The Sanford edition.
AKA the Sand Trap
with Legacy No Limit. So pretty much this is when we come to your town.
Okay.
And you be just that, our tour guide,
yes,
right?
Indeed.
Okay.
So what's the closest airport?
Fayetteville.
That'll be, I was about to say
Fayetteville.
Yeah, Fayetteville.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to catch a flight from Philly International.
To Fayetteville.
To, what's the name of y'all airport? Fayetteville.
Yeah, Fayetteville Airport.
Fayetteville Airport.
Yeah.
We're going to catch that flight. We land. Reds, what's the first thing we want to do when we touch down in the town?
We got to get something delicious to eat.
We hungry, brother. Where you taking us?
In the trap. In the
going
sand
to the
trap.
Trap, man. I'm taking y'all to the kangaroo.
The what?
To the kangaroo store. What y'all niggas going to the kangaroo store.
She said bye. Hold on. She said bye.
Oh, your folks are saying no, man.
You taking them niggas to the kangaroo store. And after we take the kangaroo stove, then we go to the hook, get y'all something to eat. Because we got to get gas first, man.
Let's rewind.
We got to get gas first, man.
Let's rewind. What is the kangaroo store?
The kangaroo store is the, Circle K. Circle K, man. We taking y'all niggas to the Circle K, man.
They got polar pops.
Nah, we ain't got polar pops. You might get polar than pop, but we got them polar pops down there. Them cups don't exist.
This nigga just say he'll take us to Circle K, dog, to get us something to eat. I'm thinking the kangaroo store, like the Outback or some shit.
I'm saying we ain't going there yet. We ain't going there yet, man. We in the hood. Y'all said y'all want to go to the hood, so ain't no Outbacks in the hood, man.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
That's this nigga.
Yeah,
okay.
He wants to go to every hood in every city.
Yeah, I want to go to the ignorance.
I have no aspirations of doing that.
I want to go to the ignorance.
So
to the ignorance, okay.
So where are we getting some good food?
Some good food?
Where are you taking us to eat, brother?
In Fayetteville? Are we coming to my city?
We're coming to your town.
Okay, my town. Okay, we're going to take y'all to a place who I love to eat when I come home called Ron's Barn. Like soul food.
Ron's Barn?
Yeah, Ron's Barn.
Okay. She's smiling hard as she said, yeah, Ron's Barn. That's their shit.
They co-signing.
Yeah, man.
They co-signing. Barn. Is it really in a barn?
Yeah, it's really in a barn.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's like a barn, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They converted that joint into like a restaurant and shit?
Everything is cast iron. They cook everything.
Oh, so it come out sizzling.
Yeah, man. Crispy.
Well, what they got in there? Talk to us.
They got everything.
Talk to us nice.
They got everything. Like, barbecue, chicken, any kind of chicken you want, any kind of side you want. Soul food, everything,
some
man.
Greens, collard greens, cornbread,
baked beans. Yeah, man. Like,
you gonna die?
You ain't gonna better. You ain't gonna better leave. You ain't gonna better leave, man. You gonna have to stay there about a good 30 minutes just to relax before you leave because you're gonna be so full.
So we can get some good fried chicken
buffet all day.
Oh, it's a buffet.
Yeah.
We fucking go.
We there.
Buffet.
Oh, we there. We there. It's a buffet.
It's a motherfucking
buffet.
All right. My shit going to be so filled up with all kinds of shit.
So that's what it is. We're going to Ronald McDonald's Barn. That's what it is.
Don't disrespect the fucking barn.
Ronald's Barn.
Nah, we ain't going to no Ronald's. Ain't going to Ronald's. You can keep Ronald's.
Ron's Barn.
Yeah, Ron's Barn.
Cool. So we ate good. Our bellies is full.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do next, Rez?
Oh, man, we got to get some type of shape up. He said y'all got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
Y'all say y'all ain't from around here. Get the fuck on.
What we want to do next?
We got to get a shape up, haircut or something.
Yo, we want to get a fresh cut, get the beards tight.
Okay.
Where we going?
Where we going to go? Shoot, man, I ain't had no haircut in a long time, man. So let me see where y'all can take y'all. I'll take y'all to Easy Cut, man. You go to Easy Cut in a truck. Easy Cut,
Easy Cut.
Everything we doing is in the hood.
Yeah, that's where we at, man. We in the hood.
Fuck it.
We in the hood.
Cross the tracks. Cross the tracks.
We in there, nigga. As the Romans do. We going to be on the hood shit.
Easy Cut. Easy Cuts. Cross the tracks.
Who the boy in there?
Keith.
My man Keith. Keith probably ain't got no Instagram.
CEO.
You
know
Keith.
What? Keith ain't got no Instagram, do it. Keith ain't got no Instagram.
Keith nice with it. He not gonna push our hairlines back.
Nah, man. He the CEO.
He ain't gonna fuck the beards up.
Nah, man. Keith get a whole hood opportunity, man.
Okay.
Nah, yeah.
Shout out to Keith.
Shout out to Keith over there, Easy Cuts. Alright, so now we got a fresh cut.
We fresh.
I think now we wanna
I'm starting to feel single.
Now that we got the fresh cut, we want to get fly. Okay. We want to do some shopping.
We want to get fly like Legacy No Limit.
Okay. Well, shit, we can go. We can go to the Mall of Fayetteville. We can go to Mall in Raleigh, RDU. You know what I'm saying? We can go up there.
I want to put him in some Dior.
Put him in some Dior?
Yeah, I want to put him in some Dior.
Okay. Well, we got to go to Raleigh for that.
He knows I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That's why he be saying that shit. I don't give two fucks.
You going to give a fuck
about
today.
A Dior.
You about to Raleigh.
But today I'm rocking Dior.
That's right.
What's the name of the mall?
Cross Creek.
Cross Creek Mall.
Cross Creek Mall.
What can we get up in there?
Get everything up in there.
Everything.
Yeah.
All the
everything.
Brands is up
all
in there.
All the brands up in there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cross Creek it is.
Cross Creek.
All
we
right.
Fly.
We ate good.
What did she say? Who?
Triangle.
What'd she say? Triangle
Raleigh.
Mall?
Raleigh Mall, Triangle.
Raleigh Mall? Yeah. Okay.
Triangle.
Well, we
ate Glass Mall. That's a glass mall, right?
Oh, y'all still got malls down there, huh? A lot of the malls are my way done closed up and shit. Yeah, oh, yeah. Man. Y'all got, I just named like 3-4 malls. That's what's up.
Where's your mall? The internet? I know that's right.
All
right,
so we ate good. I mean, yeah, we ate good. We got the fresh cut.
Yeah.
We did some shopping.
Yeah.
Creek View. That's what you said? Creek View Mall?
Fuck it up. I feel like you fucked
Cross Creek.
Up.
Cross Creek.
Cross Creek.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Cross Creek. Last but not least, what we want to do, Rez?
We got to turn the fuck up, man.
We want Captain Knight. I'm a little nervous. Because of some of the neighborhoods he's been taking us to. We want
don't be afraid. Don't
we
be wanna, afraid. Super.
Look,
we haven't died yet.
We with Legacy. I'm assuming we good in the hood. We good when we with you.
Yeah, you good, man.
So we want to end the night off, have a good time. Where you taking us, man?
Okay. Now we going to Fayetteville. We leaving from the same track. We going to Fayetteville. The biggest club in Fayetteville is called Club Halo. I'll take y'all to that, man.
It's Halo. Like
two stories. Two or three stories.
Okay. The DJs be in there playing your shit?
Yeah, three DJs on different floors. Well, each different. It's three floors, but a DJ on different floors. So it be jumping in them, man, especially like every Saturday nights. Y'all go check it out, man. When y'all come to Fayetteville, North Carolina, y'all go pull up at Club Halo.
Halo it is.
Any after hours spots?
Yeah, I was going to say anything.
Yeah, man. Now we coming back to my hood. You know, we got all the bootlegs.
We going to Circle K? With booty bouncing, bootlegs. Big juicy booties.
We playing the parking lot, Circle K?
Yeah, man. Nah, we going to the bootleg, the liquor houses, you know.
The liquor houses.
The liquor houses. Y'all up here call it liquor houses. We call it bootleggers now. You know, in the South, deep, the bootleggers in the country. You know what I'm saying? So,
what they do over there? What happens in there?
Everything. You get everything for the low.
All right.
Get everything for the low.
Rez, you enjoy. I'm going to be at the hotel chilling.
I'm enjoying.
I got him. I got Rez.
I've done it before. You know that.
This is the time when I become single. But when the sun come up, I'm not single anymore.
You're not single no more.
You ain't single no more. I know that's right.
I'm just joking.
I was waiting for that.
I'm a family man. I love my lady. I love my children. I love my family. I love all that.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be in the hotel room sleep.
In the hood.
Okay, I'm
in the hood getting it for the low. All
right, I'm in the hood getting it for
getting
the low.
Getting what for the low?
Everything.
Legacy?
Everything. Getting everything for the low.
Burgers and such?
Yeah, man.
Burgers and ass?
Yeah, you know.
Ass? Okay.
We don't. Well, we don't know about it. We ain't got to do that, though.
Okay.
We're going to do that, though.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord. You said we get what for cheap? Uh-oh. I'm gonna have to get him a mic.
Absolutely,
I don't want.
She
just
said, "If we getting ass for cheap, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want it." I agree.
What about a burger?
Is that a metaphor for ass?
I'm not talking about a fucking hamburger, motherfucker. I just told you I got a family that I love, man. All
right, look, that concludes the Sand Trap. Sanford edition of Tour Guy,
yes, sir,
with Legacy No Limit, brother. I enjoyed the conversation, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
You have an open door policy here with us.
Yes, you okay. do. You're you a friend of the show now.
You and your squad, you came all the way up here, man.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate that, and we respect artists that are serious about their craft and don't bullshit. There's niggas around the corner that have given us excuses as to why they couldn't come here and sit down with us. I just want to put that out there, and their names will remain nameless. I'll say them if you want me to, though.
Nah.
Yeah, same.
You did
fuck
say it.
Them.
You said nameless.
Fuck them wasting our fucking time.
We're going to leave them still. Yeah.
Oh, leave shit. Them still. We're going to leave them at fuck them.
Plug everything you got going on, brother. Everything. And I got woman queued up, but plug everything.
Okay. We are dropping a new video soon, man. Y'all stay on the lookout for that. I just dropped a new video called The Coming. It's out now. Y'all going to stream that, download that. It's on Apple Music, everywhere, on all platforms. Mm-hmm. Right now, Breakfast Club, get ready to come up. You know, we got a lot of big things going. Just stay on the move with me, man. You know, watch my live streams. Watch everything I got going on. You know, follow my journey. Y'all see what's going on. We going up, baby. Appreciate y'all.
And ladies, he's selling that thing on Craigslist. Get it for the low.
Get it for the low.
For the low.
That's right.
And this record is for y'all. It's called Women. You produced this, John?
Yeah. You know it. And he wrote it and engineered it and mixed it down and all that shit.
We out. I'm playing the record. I'm tired. We out. We out. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Right now.
I like my women thick. Nah, yeah. Don't care. Cute face. Slim waist. She gon' shake. She gon' shake. She gon' shake for that money maker. Money on the floor. We shut the club down. Buy out the bar. On another round. Haters looking mad. We could be flexing now. We'll be catching looking. She need with her tonight, yeah. Thick. She know she the shit. Hey, she know a real woman when she see it, yeah. Hey, long hair like she don't care. Yeah, she by the bag, she don't play fair. Huh? You can call her what you want, just don't call her dumb. Yeah, pull a game strong if I need it done. Yeah, just don't play with her, boy, I get you gone. Lights on, lights out, she know I'm the one. Yeah, they know what's up when they see me, yeah. Hey, she ride with me when it's time to play. I got a couple bae, they wanna get away. They call me every day, they made so unsafe. I like my women thick, long hair, don't care. Cute face, slim waist. She gon' shake, she gon' shake. She gon' shake for that money maker. Money on the floor, we shut the club down. Buy out the bar, on to another round. Haters looking mad, because we flexing now. We'll be catching looking, see me with her tonight, yeah. I'm blooding with the best, baby. No petty case, I move big way. Hey, trapping every day down to the shake. Her devil ways, man, be kinda crazy. But that's the shit that light that keep me going, baby. Hey, they tryna count me out, but Corona saved them. I made the trip bounce back with one pack. Open up shop and ran through them packs. Yeah, stay focused, no waste no time. See me the thing cut like it's her birthday. Over here, you gotta pay to play. Yeah, if you broke, stay up out the way, it ain't safe. My women thick, long, yeah, don't care. Cute face, slim waist. She gon' shake, she gon' shake. She gon' shake for that money maker. Money on the floor, we shut the club down. Buy out the bar, on to another round. Haters looking mad, we could be flexing now. We'll be catching looking, see me with her tonight, yeah.